Okay, so yesterday, we learned the halacha, and then yesterday was that a person should say, "Uvoila mishkol, he gave me my dan in the chenech, my dan kaya, which is there to be in the shvati with chemla. Chemla should be in the shvati. Rabbi Murasecha, the words Rabbi Murasecha should be said together. The Shmur also brings down that person shouldn't jump out of bed right away off sakana. And it's interesting, I think, I forgot who was, someone mentioned that they were at one of these conferences where a professor got up and said that be medical, that a person shouldn't jump out of bed within the first 12 seconds. Which was 12 words in Waidani, so it came out beautiful. Even though we said yesterday, the lashon of the kumai, what it means when a person's waking up. Sif Gimel. Yud Ben Teimaim. So the Tor starts his Pirish. He starts his Sefer with this Mishnah of Yud Ben Teimaim, Mishnah Masechta Avos. V'az Kanema V'kal Kanesha. Should be bold like a quick, as it's bold like a leopard. The kal means quick like a eagle. Rots katzvi, v'giba kari, lasas v'tervicha shavishmai. Now he explains. As kenema pirushish leis bayish b'nei adam. One should not be embarrassed in front of other people. Mal igin olav avayis Hashem yisbrach shma. When that other people make fun of him, in his avodas Hashem yisbrach shma. Kalkanesha, swift like a eagle. Kedegir oisa ayin, mean quick. Should be quick. Loim should take kalatz mi necha merois bera. Should be quick to close his eyes from seeing bad. Ki hu ascholz avera. The beginning of every avera, ha ayin roya, the eye sees. Ha leib choymeid. Klimay se goymrim, then he finishes it off. Rotz katzvi kedegir raglayim. Shraglecha l'toyv yirutzu. That with his feet he should run to run to good. Rotz katzvi is to run to do good. The giba kari kineged alev. The gvura of ari is in the lave, right? If you go to the zoo, that ari always seems to be the most lazy animal. He's always lying there doing nothing. So where's the gvura of ari? The gvura of ari is in the lave. He makes a decision what he wants. Ki a gvura b'avodas avaris barach he belave. within his avodah, with his gaba aliyetsa lenatzchoy, and Yishmim's gaba on yetsa to win over him, ki giba mizgaba al seinoy lenatzchoy lapilard. Meaning you should plan out, think about it beforehand, create within yourself a rotzoy, believe is the makar for rotzoynois, create within yourself rotzoynois of how much you want to do avodas Hashem, and how you're going to win over the Yetzer Hara. And that's the Hemshech of Elochein. Tzarech Adam Lizgaba Kari, person is to be Mizgaba Kari, Umiyad Kashir Mishnasai, Vama Moidani, Yokum Bezrizos, he should get up with Zrizos, like we said, Lav Davka, right away, he should wait a little, shouldn't jump out, it's Mazik with Guf. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it means to stand up on your feet, meaning you can sit up, but to stand on your feet, that's where the sakana is. Yakum bezriz avoidas avoyis baruch yisal kodim shizgaba alav hayetzara. Before the yetzara could get to you with tainis, with tainis, the bal yakum with reasons and excuses why not to get up. Yischakem alav lasiv achorif, he outsmarts you to talk you into in the winter. Echtokum atav abayka. Hashkem, how are you going to get up so early? In the car goddess, the cold, Vikayat Yasiena, Echtakumi Mutascha, Vadain Lai Sabata Mishnascha, still didn't sleep enough. I betaina Sacheris Chadayma, Kayetza Haro, who Yedea hated lots of Bnei Adam. He knows very well how to trap the person in Mahamayrois Bal Yaakov, with different traps that's not easy to get out of. ולכן כל בעל נפש היורי בחורי לדבר השם צריך לסגבר עליו ולא ישמע לה. He has to be able to win over him and not listen to him. ואף אם יכפר עליו הדבר, even if it's hard, if they כבד את הגוף והצלוסוי, יוסם מגמוסי שפלס his goal, רצוי מלך מלכם לוחם, הקדש ברוך הוא, that he wants to do the רצון of the הקדש ברוך הוא. יוסם עלי בי כי אם היו יקוירה, אוי זה איזה עודן לאיזה עסק, has to place in his heart, in the lab again. If someone would call him to some kind of ASIC business, Shavir by Momin or Ligbois Chayvai, or Shayy Kairo, say Shiyatzos, Momonim in Aefsil, or they were calling him to save his Momin from getting lost, going enough with the lake of beer, there's a fire in the city, Chadim, but Vada, it comes as reasons, Miyad, Pne Avis, Momonoi, Velay Strashel. Because of his connection and his love for his Momin, he would not push it off. Chen ma yitzarach lalech estabai samelech. Ha yikam bezviz zolay mistrash apen yalilu olam. Ha kidei limtze chen b'eini amelech. Lalech es kam kam ala avoy des melech vachem lochem. Kash boch she ish lele yizor lochem b'mehiriz bezvizes. So this is the idea. That's why the Torah and that's why they're starting off with this Mishnah. Because obviously, the person who works on this, on the Gvuris Valev and the other Nikudis over here, will be able to do the avodas Hakadosh Baruch Hu without falling into the traps of the Yetzer. Now, the Kitzur gives you a haftach of it. It's bringing it down from the Seder Yoy. It says, "Ma'amagel es atzmim b'derech hazeh dalet ha'hei pamim." Do it four or five times. So yichbar alav achkach v'abol letar v'sayin ha'sayin. So you have to try it out. Now, what's interesting, if you take a look, I forgot to bring the Shmuel, but the Ramah over there on the Mishnah as Kinema, thank you very much. So it says over here, when you look at the Ramah that we read yesterday, part of it, he says V'lei yispayish mipnei b'nei adam ha'am ha'igun alav ha'avayis Hashem Yisbarach. Because Hashem Yisbayish from those people that laugh at him in his avayis Hashem Yisbarach. Gam b'hatzna leches b'shach v'yamishkah v'yedah l'fnei me'yihu sheichim. So what's the gam of it? So some learn that the gam is going back on v'lei yispayish. Meaning even though we're telling you not to be embarrassed to do avayis Hashem Yisbarach in front of other people, But sometimes it's not good to do things in front of other people. If you have certain chumris, which may look like a bal gaiva, or if there are times you have to know there are times when you should not be doing it in front of other people. But if it's being done in front of other people, because you want to teach them how to do it, or that's the proper way to do it, so then. Then lo yisbayish b'pnei b'nei adam, you should do it in front of other people. Right? That's what he's saying over here. You shouldn't be embarrassed to do it in front of people. However, gam ha'atzal leches, because sometimes you do need to make a cheshbon that certain things you shouldn't be doing in front of other people. But the Mishmur learns that the gam ha'atzal leches is going on the v'shach v'yam mishkove. Gam ha'atzal leches u v'shach v'yam mishkove, that right, he says, Ratzoloi ma'af b'shosh u'b'beisei b'hetz na gam ken yelech te ma'asham u'kav ch'mashem v'sayim v'aylech, that while you're lying on bed it should be you should know in front of whom you're lying. But now even though we're talking about getting up as rizos, like we mentioned, the kitzur starts off. V'chein tzarech adam zgava kari u'miyad kishyem v'shnasi fine yakum zvizas v'ez boriz barach salu kodim shgava fine. Okay, now it's also brought down that the Torah also brings down that David HaMelech used to say it's more than the next sif, we'll see. Okay, let's see, sif hey. Im efshalo lahashkum lokum b'chatzois alayla, lasis az tikin chatzois, matay. So we find that it's a big inyan about saying tikin chatzois. Eish Avram already starts to explain that It's not a chiyuv, it's an inyan. But it's a, by the Mekubalim was a very chashav inyan to say tikkun chatzos. Kimoy shenema kumi roini balayla roish hashmayris. Kimoy shakash bachu mekayne beis hidras akash bachu woes at that time shenema Hashem imar yishag ma'an kach yite koyloi. Shag yishag on the veil. He cries out on his mock on his place, on his dwelling place. Vayim and he says, Oy lebon and woes to my children shabab in the same. Hechrafti is Basi, and Bais was destroyed. Sarafti is Echoli, Meglisim Lebena Umois, three different Nyanim over here. Vim Ef Shaloi Lokum, Chatzai Siskaba, Kaparim Lokum, Koydim Amura Shachar. However, if one cannot wake up by Chatzai, he should be Mzgabra Al Kaparim to get up before Amura Shachar. Chumashamma Dabin Malachal Shalom, O Ira Shachar, I awake the Shachar, Anima Oira the Shachar. I awake the morning star, Ve'ena Shach Ma'ira, I see the morning star does not awake me. So already the Paiskim of the Svarim are bothered why we don't do Tikkun Chatzos. If it's such a chash of Inyan, why don't we try to do Tikkun Chatzos? So there are those that bring down because the person would get up at the Chatzos, so then the whole day would be gone. But that's an excuse for someone that's already sleeping by Chatzos. So what's an excuse for someone that's awake at Chatzos? Right. So that is brought there that the ikar of the Tikkun Chatzos, you look at the Mishbrura and other Svarim, the ikar of Tikkun Chatzos is the misoining, the bechi, and the feeling the crying over where Klal Yisrael is holding right now, the matzav of Klal Yisrael and Golus. Just saying the words is not the idea of Tikkun Chatzos. And therefore, unfortunately, if we would sit down on the floor and start saying Tikkun Chatzos with a sack on our back, it would turn into more of a litzonus than what it's all about. So not saying that a person shouldn't work towards being able to say Tikkun Chatzos, but at this point, most of us are not holding by it. That's why there were certain tzaddikim that they would say during the 3 weeks or during the 9 days, because that's a time when everyone's feeling the tsar of the Chorban. So that was a time when they felt that they could say Tikkun Chatzos with the right meaning for it. Now, it also it's brought down that a person should wake, if he's not waking up Chatzos, he should wake up before Amud HaShacha. So what's the excuse for that? Right, David Melch would say he would awake the morning star. So that's that pashtus is that the idea is not so much that to be awake before Amud HaShachar. The idea is not to, like we said yesterday, that it's important to get sleep. We do believe a person needs sleep. However, a person should get the right amount of sleep. He has to work out how many hours of sleep he needs, and that's how much sleep he should get. So Bizmanom, when they used to go to sleep when it got dark, they didn't have electricity. So Pashas, if you went to sleep when it got dark, by Amud HaShachar, when it's getting light outside, you could go back to Avodah to learning. So then you should be getting up at that time. But now that people go to sleep much later, so then already just the idea that the kiyum of this din is make a chedron and work out how much sleep you need, and that's how much sleep you should get. And get up when it's time to get up. Now the Mishbrura does say that even though you're not getting up for Chatzos, you're not getting up for Amud HaShachar, but you need to make sure to get up at least enough time to be prepared for Shachar, not that you come running into Shachar in a rush. So that's the bottom line to the halacha over here. And that's what Yifrias Lois over here. It's good for your own neshama, even doesn't have to be for neshama that's not with us. This is tachnunim. So by tachnunim we always say it's better to say a little weak kavana than a lot without kavana. Tana Reb Chiya, Kol Oisik B'Tayr B'Layla, Shechina Keneg, Deshneum Kumi Roini B'Layla, Roish HaShmeiris, Shibchi Kamayim Libech, Nech HaPnei HaShem. מסביר שהשכינה היא אז כנגדך. אוי רמנו חזל שכל אוי סמטר בלילה נקרא עבד השם. Right, because the day, everyone's going out to work, everyone's doing something during the day. So, okay, so you pick, you took the learning Torah. But if someone learns Torah during the day and then it comes to the night, or even if he works during the day, but during the night he dedicates his night to learning, he's Eved Hashem. Because the derech ha'olam at night is to go home and go to sleep. And instead he's going ahead and he's learning. So that shows that besides my working during the day, I also work at night for Hashem. So he's a true Eved Hashem, and he's zeicha to all those gemaras that talk about choshal chesed, moshach ha'onim, kol avdei Hashem ha'imdim, v'yis Hashem v'leilois. ובלילה הקצר שאי אפשר להשכם כל כך לכל פחס יסתעמת לא כמבועיד שיהיה לי זמן לאוכל אז כיצור עושה ספיק זה שיהיה לי זמן לאוכל אז עצמם ללכת לבית הכנסת לספל עם הציבי you have to prepare yourself enough time to get to the shul to be able to dive in with the tzibo and with that the Mishrur says the Mishrur gives the time he says לפחס חצי שעה קודם קריאת השמש לבית הכנסת כדי שיהיה יוכל להכין עצמו לספר בציבור ונקיות. But again, each person has to make a judgment how much time he needs to prepare himself to be able to come to shul on time to dive in like a mensch. Okay, have a great day.